Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. All this month, Southwest Radio Ministries and Watchmen on the Wall are celebrating 90 years of proclaiming the truth that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Thank yous go out to Pastor Greg Patton and the congregation of the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. This past weekend, they hosted our Clarity to the Chaos Conference. Great speakers, great crowds, and a great time. Thank you to Pastor Patton and all of the wonderful folks at the Cross Church. Today, we have a very exciting announcement, and here to share the good news and give all the details is our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, staff evangelist Josh Davis, and the grandson of our founder, Edward Weber.
God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. With those familiar words, we greet you and we welcome you to this special program. And we have a very important announcement that we want you to stay tuned for. I'm privileged to be joined by Pastor Larry Spargimino and our Director of Operations, Edward Weber. We'll be hearing from them in just a second, but I want to encourage you, tell your friends, share this episode if you're listening through our podcast, if you're listening through social media, tell somebody else about this special opportunity. We've got a wonderful announcement that you do not want to miss. Pastor Larry, we welcome you to the program today.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you and Edward.
And Edward Weber, we welcome you to the program today as well.
Very glad to be here. Thank you.
Pastor Larry, as you look back over 90 years, and this anniversary month, we are marking our 90th anniversary as a ministry. Can you touch on some of that and what God has laid on your heart to share with our listening audience today?
Southwest Radio Church of the Air began in April of 1933 when Dr. E.F. Weber, pastor of a local church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, preached a prophetic message over local radio station KTOK. His radio program was his radio church, thus the name Southwest Radio Church. Now, at that time, storm clouds of war began to rise over Europe and Asia, and Dr. Weber was convinced that the world was entering the last generation. And indeed, Dr. Weber had come on the scene for such a time as this, to use the words of Esther 4:14. I want to quote what Dr. Noah Hutchings, who led the ministry for more than half a century after the passing of Dr. Weber, what Noah wrote about Dr. Weber, and I'm quoting from As It Is in the Days of Noah, page 120. Quote, "No one, as far as I know, has done more for the cause of Christian communications than Dr. Weber, even though he never got the credit. Dr. Weber nurtured new radio ministers and led the way to take the gospel around the world by radio and television." And Noah said, "I still meet many of our senior citizens who say they were led to saving faith in Christ by the ministry of Southwest Radio Church and Dr. Weber." That's from As It Is in the Days of Noah, page 120. Now, we all know a few years earlier in 1919, the Treaty of Versailles put an end to World War I. That was the war that was to end all wars. And people said, well, war is so horrible. We'll never fight any more wars because war is ghastly and kills lots of people. Well, that didn't work. And so I think Dr. Weber realized that we are, even back then, in apocalyptic times. And he wanted to address what Scripture says about the end of the world scenario, about wars and rumors of wars. And so we've continued in that tradition, emphasizing prophecy, but not only prophecy. There are so many current events that I think are apocalyptic, and we really believe that our listeners need to know what's happening in our world.
Pastor Larry was just sharing with you about Dr. E.F. Weber and his burden to found this ministry 90 years ago, and we're celebrating 90 all this month of April, and we've got a special announcement that we want to come to. And Edward is the grandson of Dr. E.F. Weber. Edward, would you mind to share some of your memories as you've been with the ministry, some of the important people and memories that you have of this special ministry?
So, I am Edward Weber. I'm the grandson of the founder. My father was David Weber, who was at the ministry for 35 years. everyone asks me how long I've been with the ministry, and I always say 53 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was born into ministry. I did get out of high school, go to college, and turn my back on God for several years, like 15 years. Mm. I did rededicate my life to the Lord in 2006, and then I came back to the ministry, and I've been here 16 years now.
Mm. Amen.
And I really want to celebrate our 90th anniversary is what we're here for. April is our 90th year as a ministry. We are the oldest continuous running gospel-based radio program in the country. And we're very proud of that. We're on over 600 radio stations, every state. We are in every country via the internet. We just want to let everybody know that it is our 90th year, and we have a special announcement coming soon.
And let's just go ahead and get to that. We've been building up suspense and talking about this all month long. If our faithful listeners have been hearing our announcer describe that announcement, and stay tuned. Here's an announcement. I've been talking about that. Let's just go ahead and let people in on the secret. That way we can get it out in the open and we can discuss where God has put us. Edward, what is the opportunity that we have in front of us right now?
For the first time in our 9 decades, Southwest Radio Church is the recipient of a $1 million gift that provides a unique opportunity for our friends to support the vision and have each donation during the next 3 months doubled. So that is a $1 million match. And we'll let Josh explain how that works.
Yeah, and this is amazing to me. It's really mind-blowing that God has opened up this door of opportunity for our ministry. We have $1 million matching gift opportunity. So for every dollar that you give to our ministry during the month of April, it'll automatically be doubled. We are encouraging people to give any level that they're able, but just for instance, if you give $100, that easily becomes $200. If you give $200, it becomes $400. If you give $500, it becomes $1,000, up to $1 million. And this is really a game changer for our ministry, that God will use that to open up many doors. And I want to assure you, as you invest into this ministry, we take that with great responsibility. We want to be wonderful stewards of what God is entrusting into our hands. And so we want you to know that you are partners with us in fulfilling the ministry that God has placed upon us. Pastor Larry, do you have some verses that you wanted to share about how that we can join together with the Lord in this ministry?
I'm just amazed what the scripture says about how God uses people for his glory and their eternal good. For example, Paul says that we are workers together with God. We are co-workers with him. And certainly, you know, I don't think there is anything more exciting than to know that God has a purpose and plan, and that purpose and plan includes you and me. There are so many people in our culture today who see no meaning. They see no purpose in life. That's not God's will. There is meaning. There is purpose. I'm thinking of the resuscitation of Lazarus. You know, Jesus said, remove the stone. You know, God could have removed the stone, but we take part in a miracle. God uses us for his honor and glory. And then when Lazarus came out of the tomb, he was all wrapped up like a cadaver. I guess he was a former cadaver. And then Jesus said, release him from his clothes. So right in the greatest miracle of all, bringing a person back to life, God uses people. I'm so excited about that. In fact, it gives me great joy to know that what I'm doing right now, what you're doing, what our listeners are doing, if they teach Sunday school, if they witness to somebody, can have an eternal effect for good, for the good of that person, for the honor and glory of God. And certainly as we give our gifts to the work of the ministry, we help people see the need, they give, they also become partners, fellow workers with God himself. What a wonderful privilege that is. And you know, especially in a world where people don't know why they're here. They get up, they eat breakfast, they go to work, they come back. It's kind of a routine. Life can be exciting if you hook up with God and walk with Jesus. And that's kind of what's so exciting about this ministry. And that's why the Lord has blessed us, because we firmly believe that we can make a difference. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Amen. Along those lines, Larry, I kind of wanted to let everyone know how we met. Being the grandson of the founder, and of course my dad was here for 35 years, I decided to take another path and just run from God just as fast as I could. But we met when it was kind of a dark part of my life, without going into too much detail. And you've become a mentor. You helped me out immensely. And yeah, I really feel like the most blessed man in this world right now, because from where I was to now director of operations, the Lord is using me to help people, to help this ministry, and definitely to keep us going. This 90th anniversary means so much to me, and you mean so much to me too. And I just wanted you to know that. Maybe you can talk about meeting me and my life turning around, because I think that would be a really good story. You were just speaking about how we change lives, and I'm one of those.
When I first met you, it was like God spoke to my heart. I didn't hear a voice or anything like that, but I just felt it. You know, there's some things you can feel. You know it's real. You know God's in it. We spent a lot of time together. We prayed together. I prayed for you, and it's so exciting to see you marry Kimberly. She's a wonderful Christian lady working for the ministry right now. God just worked one thing out after another. And that initial feeling has been reinforced over and over and over again. And I remember you were married in the church that I was pastoring in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Noah Hutchings had part of the ceremony, and I had part of the ceremony. I don't see our meeting as an accident. I see it as something very special, very deliberate, something that God engineered, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I'm so happy for you, happy for Kim. Happy for the fact that you've been very, very faithful. I know we worked together right here at this office in Oklahoma City, and you just learned the ropes. You knew all the books. You knew all the authors. You put a lot of authors across my path and made it very possible for me to get these really great interviews, really great books coming my way. So, brother, I really appreciate you and the Lord, and I give all the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ for his great mercy and love, which has been showered upon you and also upon me.
Amen. Thank you.
And friends, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Pastor Larry Spargimino and our Director of Operations, Edward Weber. Edward is also the grandson of our ministry founder, and Edward is part of the glue that holds Southwest Radio Ministries together. He oversees so much of what happens in our ministry on a daily basis. We encourage you to reach out to us. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. You can visit us online at swrc.com. If you missed the big announcement just a few minutes ago, we have begun, and today we are kicking off Meeting the Mission, a $1 million matching gift. And God has opened up this wonderful door of opportunity. And we want to thank you in advance for your support and how you will come alongside of us. Friends, it's all of us joining hands, going together with the Lord. So much focus can be placed on what we do for the Lord as if we're trying to earn something, but really that's not the picture. I think the biblical picture is us with the Lord, following behind him in his footsteps. And I think that Pastor Larry's testimony, as he was discussing his relationship with Edward, really bears that out, that he was just following the Lord's leading in that. I want to just encourage you very briefly from Scripture. You know, many times when we're talking about the end times, our ministry has had a prophetic emphasis over the years, and we still continue that. And I thank God for that emphasis that we have. But you come across scriptures like 2 Timothy chapter 3, and in verse 13 it says, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And I've heard many people quote that verse, "Oh man, things are getting terrible. The Bible says it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse." But we don't read the very next verse. Oftentimes we leave that one out. It says, but continue, continue. I love that word, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. This is Paul speaking directly to Timothy about the doctrine that he received from his family, but also directly from Paul himself. And we are continuing in this same gospel ministry. I have been just awestruck hearing the voice of Dr. E.F. Weber during this special April programming, and Dr. David Weber, Dr. Noah Hutchings, Pastor Larry, who is here with us. And just to hear, for 90 years, SWRC has been proclaiming the same message, the same gospel message, the same doctrine. And many people consider a generation to be 30 years. And if that's true, God has allowed SWRC to now influence three full generations in 90 years of ministry. And we want to encourage you, our listeners, come beside us as we enter into this fourth generation. And as much time as we have remaining, we want to do everything we can to get the gospel out as far and as wide as we possibly can. We have some wonderful ministry opportunities coming down the line. Your gift can enable us to do all that we can to reach this world with the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we are encouraging you to contact our ministry, 1-800-652-1144, or by visiting us online at swrc.com. Everything that you give will be matched dollar for dollar up to $1 million. I say that slow just to let it sink in. I still am just overwhelmed at this opportunity that God has placed in front of us at SWRC in our 90th year to really take a step forward as we advance the gospel. So for every $10 you give, that becomes $20. For every $100, that becomes $200. For every $500, that automatically becomes $1,000. And we have different tiers of giving from $90 to $249. We have a wonderful gift for you from $250 to $499, another wonderful gift. And then for those gifts of $500 and more, a beautiful gift package that we will send to you as our way of just expressing thanks for your impact into this generation and helping us to meet the mission that God has called us to. You've been faithful to support this ministry for 90 years, and we are so grateful that we can join together and go forward advancing the cause. We don't have to give up and say, man, it's just getting worse and worse. People are being deceived and things are just getting worse and worse. No, we can continue in the things that God has for us as a ministry. I prayerfully want us to step forward into this moment that God has given us and see it as an opportunity to advance the gospel. Pastor Larry, do you have some thoughts on your heart of how we can meet this mission?
Well, I think it's very important to remember that while we're very concerned about prophetic issues, we love the Abrahamic covenant and the place that Israel has in the future in God's redemptive plan, first and foremost with us is evangelism and missions. And Uncle Noah Hutchings loved people on the other side of the world. He was the one who first encouraged me to go to Pakistan. We have a church in Pakistan, and we have a Christian school in Pakistan. As I went, I'd come back and tell him all the exciting things that were happening, and he'd send me back. I went three times. We got lots of pictures. They're on our website right now. Noah was always interested in Honduras. We have a work in Honduras as well. So yes, we're interested in prophecy. Yes, we're interested in knowing about the end times. We do believe that there is a spirit of Antichrist trying to destroy families and so forth. But hey, we want to tell people about the Lord because the rapture is imminent. It's the next event. We're not waiting for the Antichrist. We're not waiting for the revived Roman Empire. We're waiting for the trumpet to sound. So there's not much time left. We have to be urgent, We have to witness with passion, love people into the kingdom.
There is a lot of bad news today. The earthquakes, the pestilence, the shootings, the riots, everything. Just there's so much bad news today, but we have the good news, don't we?
Absolutely.
Have today is the day the Lord has made.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the good news, and we're preaching the good news. We're ministering to everyone out there, and we have been doing this for 90 years. 90 years. And like Josh was saying, it's over three generations. And like Pastor Larry was saying, we have missions like Pakistan. I really encourage you to go to our website and look at our Pakistan mission there and see if it's on your heart to donate to that, because that is very important. It is a beautiful, beautiful Christian school ministering to Muslim children, to Christian children. It's just an amazing mission right there.
Yeah, and that's what this ministry is all about, is the good news of Jesus Christ. As you said, Edward, we hear so much bad news, and I believe that God has placed us, as it says in the book of Esther, at such a time as this. And as Pastor Larry was touching on, I think that we are in the fourth quarter, and if this is the fourth quarter, and some people call it the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, as looking at the events that are happening on the prophetic clock that God has, and only God knows the timetable. We don't set dates. Our ministry does not get into that and will not get into that, but we can see the signs of the times and how things are happening. And if this is the fourth quarter, we want to give it everything that we have. We want to be found faithful, walking with the Lord, serving the Lord every single step of the way. And we encourage you, join with us. Don't sit on the sidelines watching the game take place. Get into the game. Get involved. You may be a longtime listener, but you've never partnered with us. Now would be a wonderful time. And when you write us, when you call us, please let us know where you're listening. That helps us be good stewards of the resources that God has given us. We want to invest in those radio stations, those markets, the places where God is opening up those doors, but we need to hear from you. Let us know how you're listening, where you're listening, if you're listening by radio, if you're listening by podcast, through the app, however it may be. Please let us know that so that we can invest in the right ways and use this as a platform to launch our ministry into the amount of time that God has for us, whether it be the next 90 years, the next 9 months, whatever it is. We want to be faithful in this time that God gives us. So don't give in to the bystander effect. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get involved. Call our ministry 1-800-652-1144 or visit us online at swrc.com. Again, today we are launching a $1 million matching gift. For every dollar that you give, it is automatically doubled up to $1 million. Pastor Larry, we just have a couple of minutes left. Do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our listening audience?
We certainly believe that there must be an urgency in our witness and an urgency in our giving. The time is really short. I'm amazed. You know, I came here in 1998, 24, 25 years ago. Some of the things that are happening today, in fact, I was sharing it with Marvin and with Josh, I never believed would happen. I mean, the signs are all around us. So, you know, when you take part, friends, in a ministry like this with a matching gift, it's so dynamic, so dramatic. We are not looking for anything else, but we're waiting for the trumpet to sound. Do you have that urgency? Does the Lord know your heart? Does he see that you know that there is danger? Yes, the wrath of God is going to be poured forth upon this earth. It will be hell on earth. We want to rescue perishing souls. They need help. They need redemption. They need Jesus. So let me encourage you, pray hard. Listen to what the Lord would have you to do and remember Jesus. Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. That's our mandate.
Amen, Pastor Larry. And I love that emphasis that you put on there. Friends, that's what we encourage you to do. Just pray about it. Ask the Lord what He would have you to do. I believe that God will lay that figure on your heart and just respond with faith and trust Him for that, and just respond to what He prompts your heart to do. pray about it and ask God what He would have you to do to help us to meet this matching gift. Edward, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience?
Yes, I'd just like to thank our audience and our supporters for everything that they do. And even if you can't donate, you know what? Just call us. Just give us a call. Operators Danny, Tabitha, Kim, and myself. If I need to answer the phone, there's too many calls at one time, I'll answer the phone. Just tell us. Give us some encouragement. Tell us what you like about us. And we'd love to hear from you. We actually have real live operators to answer to the phone here. We'd just love to hear from you.
And you can do that by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. Maybe you want to share your story of how Southwest Ministries has impacted your life. You heard Edward's story today, Pastor Larry's, of how the ministry has impacted them. Contact us. We would love to hear your story. Maybe you want to jump on our social media platforms and share your story there. We'd love to read that as well. Again, our number is 1-800-652-1144. Our website, swrc.com. We are kicking off this wonderful campaign you'll be hearing more about as the month goes on, Meeting the Mission, 90 years of ministry with a $1 million matching gift. We thank you for taking time to hear our heart today. May God bless you.
It is truly an exciting time here at Southwest Radio Ministries. If you're just joining us, it has been announced that we have been given a $1 million matching gift opportunity. Every dollar you give starting today is matched. It's doubled. All this month, we've been celebrating our 90th anniversary, and this matching gift is a way to ensure SWRC is here for many years to come. Friends, would you consider giving toward this special match? You can help us continue to meet the mission and double your impact when you give today. You can show your support by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give on our website, swrc.com. All gifts given are tax deductible, and they all go toward the $1 million match. Call now, 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we begin a new series with author Micah Van Hus, looking at the mysteries that we find on the margins of society. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for over 90 years by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.